Agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on resolution authorizing an issuance, sale, and delivery of Brazos River Authority contract revenue refunding and improvement bonds, Series 2020, Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, and approving and authorizing instruments and procedures relating thereto by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer. And we see your slides, David. Go right ahead.
Thank you. All righty. I know there's a little bit of repeat of information about the 26-mile, 48-inch pipeline between Lake Stillhouse Hollow and Georgetown. The three cost reimbursable customers we have are Georgetown, Round Rock, and Brushy. And you can see Georgetown has the largest share of the debt repayment as well as the debt service. Last year, we did do a refunding for the 2019 budgets, and now we're doing it for the 2011 that's coming up for refund capabilities. Again, here's just the picture of the pipeline itself. In this refunding, we've also taken the opportunity to go back and look at the agreement. We've made some update provisions to the current operations and allow the funding for the additional capital improvements, such as the copper ion generator. It is $13 million that we're refunding. The rate's around 5% with the remaining 12 years. The current interest rates are much lower, even at 1.5%. So we're estimating a saving somewhere in the neighborhood of $2.5 million. And that's approximately 18% present value. The refunding we did last year was about 20%. So the savings that we're talking about allows the inclusion of the copper ion generator without increasing the debt services for these three customers. Estimated new debt issuance is not to exceed $15.2 million. If there's any questions, I can read the short resolution.
Yes, Director Bourne, are these revenue bonds or are they similar to GOs or COs?
They're revenue bonds.
Revenue bonds, okay. So you have a higher rate of interest, even though the rates are very low today. That you're refinancing, basically. Is that right? Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions or comments?
Yes, I just want to comment real fast. Anytime you can get a 18% net present value gain on a refunding, that's, you really passed from stout to a handsome return, so it's very nice. Appreciate people keeping their eyes open and looking for those opportunities.
It was good to have an opportunity to give the cities the opportunity to not only reduce them, but also be able to include a major capital project for them as well and still save money.
It's a handsome return. It's very nice.
All right. Please read the resolution.
Okay, thank you. And the following resolution is presented for the consideration to the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority for the adoption at its July 27th, 2020 meeting. Whereas Brazos River Authority, the authority, was duly created and is lawfully operating under the Chapter 8502 Texas Special District Local Law Codes, as amended the Authority Act, all pursuant to and in futurance of the proposals of the Article XVI, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas the authority and the City of Georgetown, City of Round Rock, Brushy Creek Municipal Utilities Districts, collectively the participants, have previously entered into various project arrangements for the purpose of providing for the authority to design, construct, and operate facilities for transporting water from Stillhouse Hollow committed to participants to Lake Georgetown, known as the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project, or the project, for diversion by them for municipal purposes. And whereas the authority has determined it is beneficial and in the best interest of the participants to amend and restate such project arrangements and to issue here and after authorized bonds, the bonds, in order to refund the refunded obligations and to fund a copper ion generator project. And whereas the bonds authorized to be issued by this resolution, the resolution, are to be issued and delivered pursuant to the Authorities Act Chapters 1207 and 1371, Texas Government Code, and as amended in other applicable laws. And whereas the project amendments, project agreements, authorize the authority to issue the bonds in a manner and amount and with the security as hereinafter provided. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of Brazos River Authority that Section 1, recitals, covenants, agreements, and the amount and purpose of the bonds, the Board of Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as if set forth in the full at this place, and further finds and determines that the said recitals are true and correct. Additional terms used in this resolutions are defined as set forth in the 2020 bond covenants agreement, the agreement. Substantially in the form of substantially in the form presented at this meeting, the terms of which are hereby incorporated herein as if set forth in full at this place, the presiding officer, the assistant presiding officer, the secretary, and any assistant secretary of the board, and the general manager CEO are authorized and directed to execute the agreement. The bonds of the authority are hereby authorized to be issued and delivered in the aggregate principal amount of not to exceed $15,200,000. For the purposes of providing funds to be refunded, the refunded obligations and to acquire, construct, equip the copper ion generator project. Section 2, designation, authorized officers, date, denomination, numbers, maturities, terms, and sales of the bond. A, designation, authorized officers. Each bond issued pursuant to this resolution shall be designated Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Refunding and Improvement Bond Series 2020 Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Project. Subject to paragraph C of this section, as authorized by chapters 1207, 1371 of the Texas Government Code. As amended, the general manager CEO of the authority is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the authority. B, terms of the bond. Initially, there should be issued, sold, and delivered hereunder in one or more series. Fully registered bonds without interest coupons, number consecutively upward payable to the respective initially registered owners thereof, or to the registered assignee or signees of the bonds, or any portion or portions, in each case the registered owner, in the denominations of $5,000. Or any integral multiple thereof, and authorized denomination, maturing not later than 40 years from the date of the bonds, payable serially or otherwise on the dates, in the years, and in respective principal amounts, and at the respective rates of interest and dates, all as set forth in a certificate of the authorized officers. C, sale of the bonds. As authorized by Chapter 1207 and 1371 Texas Government Code, as amended, the authorized officer is hereby authorized, appointed, and designated to act on behalf of the board in selling and delivering the bonds and carrying out the other procedures specified in this resolution and the agreement, including determining and fixing the dates of the bonds. Any different or additional designations or title by which the bond shall be known, the price at which the bond shall be sold, the years in which the bonds will be mature, the principal amount to the mature in each of the said years, the aggregate principal amount of the bonds within the maximum amount of set forth in Section 1 hereof, and the rate of interest to be borne by each such maturity, the principal and interest payments, periods, and dates, redemption provisions thereof, procuring municipal bonds insurance, and approving modifications to this resolution and the agreements and executing such instruments, documents, and agreements as may be necessary with respect to thereto, if it is determined that such insurance shall be financially desirable and advantageous, and all other matters relating to this issuance and sale and delivery of the bonds. The authorized officers acting for and on behalf of the authority is authorized to arrange for the bonds to be sold at a competitive sales pursuant to the notice of sale and bidding instructions and official bid form, or negotiated sales to an underwriter or underwriter syndicate, and to enter into and carry out the bond purchase agreements with such underwriters of the bonds, upon which terms as shall be set forth herein, and any bond purchase agreements or notice of sale and bidding instructions shall be substantially in such forms as approved by the authorized officers, provided that the price be paid for the bond shall be not less than 95% of the initial aggregate principal amount, therefore plus interest thereon from their date to their delivery, and no bond shall be bear bonds at the rates greater than 10% per annum. The authorized officer is further authorized for and on behalf of the authority to approve any official statement and any supplement thereto relating to the bonds and referred to in any such notice of sale or bond purchase agreement. It is further provided, however, that notwithstanding the foregoing provisions, the bonds shall not be delivered unless prior to their delivery, the bonds have been rated by nationally recognized rating agencies for the municipal long-term obligation, as required by set chapter 1371 of the Texas Government Code as amended. D, terms. In establishing the aggregate principal of the bonds, the authorized officer shall establish an amount within the amount authorized in the section one hereof, which amount shall be sufficient to provide inter alia for I, the funding of the reserve fund if necessary as may be required by 2020 bond covenant agreement. Double I, the refunding of the refunded obligations. Triple I, paying the cost of the copper ion generator project. And IV, the payment of the cost of issuance of the bonds. Section 3, amending and restated project agreement. The amended and restated Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Agreement between Brazos River Authority and City of Georgetown, City of Round Rock, and Brushy Creek Municipal Utility District in the form presented to the board at this meeting. It is hereby approved with such changes or modifications as may be approved by the authorized officers and the general manager and CEO and the assistant secretary of the authority are hereby authorized and directed to execute said agreements in the name of an on behalf of the authority. Section 4, immediately effective repeal. This resolution shall be effective immediately from and after its adoption. Any resolution of the board heretofore adopted with which conflicts with the subject, terms of the provision or this resolution is hereby repealed and shall be of no further purpose or effect. The authority of the authorized officer to sell the bonds as described in Section 2C of this resolution shall expire on the 1-year anniversary date of the adoption of this resolution by the board. Be further resolved that the board of directors of Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the general manager, CEO to execute any and all documents necessary to facilitate the Williamson County Regional Raw Water Line Agreement related to the bond funding.
You win the prize, David.
Oh, thank you.
Hearing the resolution, is there a motion to adopt?
Can we look at page 3 real fast? No, of the resolution.
Of the resolution. Sorry.
It's okay. Slow. Whoa. There was one area that I just wanted to double check if the language was good. It was consistent. That was just as the name of the authority or the board of the authority. And that might be about 2 pages up.
Okay.
Official. One more page up.
I think it's one more up here.
All right. That's the first page, correct? Yes.
Yes, it is.
Go to page number 6, please. Page number 7. Page number 8.
Got it.
And then page number 9. Okay, no problem. I just thought I caught a little inconsistency, but it looks good to me.
All right, thank you, sir. Right.
Is there a motion to adopt?
Sanderson so moves.
Henderson with a second.
Was that Director Henderson?
Yes.
All right. A motion was made by Director Sanderson, a second by Director Henderson. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Flores.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Taylor.
Yes.
Director Abraham.
Yes.
Director Boren. Director Fernandez?
Yes.
Director Henderson?
Yes.
Director Huber?
Yes.
Director Crone?
Yes.
Director LaChance?
Yes.
Director Lattimore?
Yes.
Director Leslie?
Yes.
Director Lloyd?
Yes.
Director Luton?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Ruiz?
Yes.
Director Sanderson?
Yes.
Director Savage?
Yes.
Director Smith?
Yes.
Director Wilson?
Yes.
And one last time, Director Boren?
Director Boren?